I don't know, Charlie, when you'll smarten up. You know, you should treat me with a little more respect.
Why?
Well, because you never can tell when kindness will be repaid.
Oh, I don't know about that stuff.
Well, for example, there's the story of Androcles and the lion.
I've been trapped. I just knew you would tell a story today.
How could you tell?
My corns ache.
Oh. Well, you're going to get one. Once upon a time...
Ye gods, will this story never end? All right.
One day, Androcles went out hunting with the emperor. The emperor saw a wild boar, and he took careful aim with his crossbow. And then... Boing! What do you think?
It wasn't loaded.
Oh, yeah. No, he missed.
Oh, then he was loaded.
No, no. All right. When Androcles saw that the emperor had missed, he took a quick shot.
He was nipping, too.
No.
Oh!
Androcles killed the boar that the emperor missed.
And I think he killed the wrong boar.
Yeah.
And I think you know who I mean.
All right.
The ventriloquist shall remain nameless. All right.
The emperor was so jealous of Androcles' talents that he made him a slave just because he was clever.
Well, folks, that's just exactly what happened to me.
All right. One day Androcles ran away, and looking for a place to hide, he found a cave and crawled in.
Tried to sleep it off.
And as he sat there in the cave, in walked a lion, the king of the beasts. And do you know what Androcles did?
He abdicated.
No. No, the lion raised his paw
and left the room.
No. No, when the lion raised his paw, Androcles noticed that there was a thorn in it. Androcles pulled out the thorn
and said, "What a good boy am I."
Yeah. Very clever.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, to make a long story short...
Isn't it a little late to think of that?
Yeah. If you don't mind, I can do without your funny remarks.
Try it sometime and see what happens.
Sometimes later, Androcles was captured, and because he had run away, the emperor threw him into a lion's den.
And the lions threw him back.
No. The lion roared and was about to spring when he recognized Androcles as an old friend.
From the Lions Club.
Yeah. Remembering his kind deed, the lion graciously spared his life.
Ah, nuts. What is more than that?
The emperor was so impressed that he set Androcles free. Now, what is the moral of this fable?
Well, I would say a fool and his stories are soon started.
No.